All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. Are you familiar with Pygmalion?
Yeah. Pygmalion? The episode of The Simpsons where Mo gets handsome through plastic surgery, becomes a soap opera star.
That's Pygmalion, my friend. Could be thinking of the episode of The Simpsons where they turn Groundskeeper Willie into a gentleman and tell him what flows from the nose does not go on the clothes, which is free in my head for some reason. Huh. It's the idea of taking a common cur and turning them into a gentle person.
As some kind of gentleman's bet.
Yes.
Yeah, showing, you know, just how out of touch the upper classes are that you could gamble with somebody's life like this.
Yeah. And we're going to do it. What I've done here is I've gotten a pen of varying dudes here, and we're going to see if we can turn any of them into proper gentlemen.
I bet
I can turn one of mine into a gentleman. You bet you can turn one of yours into a gentleman. We keep going until they're all used up.
this is an involved process. I don't know if I'm ready to be just responsible for somebody like this.
Have you ever taken care of an egg in like home ec or something like that? It's like an egg that cries and talks about its ex. It's like a bag of sugar that pays alimony.
Okay. All right.
Like, if you can take care of that, you can take care of one of these dudes.
Okay. All right. No, you sold me. All right. I'm just going to
do a little montage as we teach them manners and get them fashion and stuff.
Okay. I've been
waiting a long time. Man, I think you're going to take this one. I don't know how your month went.
It's you know, once somebody gets in the habit of doing snot rockets, it's really hard. He's making all kinds of like ecological cases for I don't want to waste the tissue. Yeah. Do you know how much water is used to process those? Like, they just gum up the pipes.
Yeah.
Like, he's making some good points, but also my rugs, Gary.
It is impressive. My rugs. Yeah. It is a rocket propelled snot.
Yeah.
The my dude, like, I kept trying to get him to wear clothes that didn't have pictures of cars on it.
Okay.
And he ended up wearing a nice suit, but then he embroidered a picture of a car on it.
Every time. So,
yeah. It just, what we got here is a case of two crude dudes. And I was trying to make him two crudité dudes.
Well, two crudité dudes. This is fun for everybody.
Yeah. Just two little guys.
Yeah. Oh, with the game computer.
Oh, thanks, game computer. Okay, let's kill them. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Out of Suffering, where we do all the side quests to get the true ending to life itself.
And this side quest is a Gary pick. This is Gary Vanity pick for the month. Too Crude, a.k.a. Two Crude Dudes, a.k.a. Crude Buster.
Yes. The sequel to Bad Dudes.
Yeah. This is one of the most Data East things that has ever Data Easted.
it is the rising Data Yeast of this crudité. This was just a game I remember playing as a kid. See in arcades every once in a while, I'll throw a quarter in it. Cause you play as two weird beef men.
Yeah.
In this, like, giants who are twice as tall as the president who are sent, the story of this is absolutely bonkers.
Yep.
And I remember mostly just fighting a bunch of like goofy little freaks and weirdos, you know, but I didn't have the full picture of it.
you fight a real, I mean, it's a lot of palette swaps, but there are like definitely different types of folks from
the bosses.
Oh man.
The bosses are great. Like the first one is Jake the Snake Roberts, except he whips you with snakes.
And like for a Genesis game, the fact that this has phases in the boss fights, like that fight with the snake whip guy, like it goes through like movements.
Yeah, yeah. He eventually, yeah. his snakes get loose and start taking out their animus upon you.
Mm.
You know, there's a Spider-Man who is like actually like a spider.
Hmm.
Like he comes down on spinnerets that come out of his butt and he hawks like big loogies. You know, yeah. like there's a bunch of really great like weirdo bosses in this.
Yeah. You're like you're going into a nuclear disaster zone. It's like 20 years and they haven't rebuilt and it's run by terrorists or something like that.
Yes. Big Valley.
Big in the Big Valley, yeah. dudes yeah. run at you.
Yeah. It's a Big Valley is the enemy here. And they've taken this over and all their graffiti are things like just the word banana.
I very specifically took just an image just like just of a hot dog. Just
yeah, yeah, hot dog, banana. I love it so much.
I just love the sign that says hot dog. It's a picture of a hot dog.
It's great graffiti.
Yeah.
Like it is, you know, there's a lot of discourse around whether graffiti is art or not. This graffiti is art.
This graffiti is very specifically is art.
Yeah.
And also is probably what I would do if somebody gave me like spray cans. Like, I'm not going to tag. I'm not going to do like initials or whatever. No.
Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, but so I probably would do that. But if it had to be pictorial, like, I don't know, hot dog's easy to draw. I could probably have a man drawing a hot dog. Just drawing an angry hot dog person is real fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I've said this before, but there's an office joke where like Pam is asked to bring in notes for Michael, and she one of them so he seems important. So one of them she just drew a little hot dog that just goes, "Hiya, buddy." And I used to do this. I had a coworker I used to do that with as well. We were both office fans, and I would be like, "Hey, a student left this for you," and then just hand her a post-it note that I'd drawn a little hot dog going, "Hiya, buddy," and just always made her laugh.
If it was just the hot dog, it wouldn't be as good, but it is like the hiya buddy that really lifts it. Yeah.
I like it a lot. So these two big gigantic monster men are hired by the president directly. These are the guys who rescued the president or related to the guys who are bad enough dudes to rescue the president to go clean up nuclear York City or whatever. And the scene in the opening cutscene where they're shaking the president's hand and they're easily twice as tall as he is.
Yeah.
Is so great. I just, these fucking freaks making this.
The fact that it follows after what seriously feels like just a test to screen out all of the epileptics.
Yeah, just well, we don't want to try and play in our game. Yeah,
no, just get the fuck out of here, people with sensory processing issues. Yeah, no, just it is just a nuclear disaster, and then it's like 7 straight minutes of just strobing white light.
Endurance test. The way this beat 'em up handles health is very weird.
Yeah.
You stop by, there are soda machines like everywhere that you beat the crap out of to drink sodas.
Mm-hmm.
And then in between levels, there's a bonus soda machine that you punch until enough sodas come out to get your health. It's like Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah. You punch it and then you heal yourself, but you want to keep on punching and drinking the sodas because it'll get you more points.
Yes. Yeah. It's a soda drinking, a maximum turbo fuel chug contest that you do at the end of each level.
Yeah. Like a lot of Data East beat 'em ups, the controls are real simple. Like not an awful lot you can do. You've got like a punch, which has a very short range, and you have like a grab, and you can do throws with it. And that's pretty much it. This is as far as beat 'em ups go. This one feels pretty bad for mandatory damage as well.
It's bad. There are some things that are okay in it. Like there are. And I didn't have, this didn't come up when I was playing it. I just died a lot because it was a beat 'em up, but watching a playthrough of it, a lot of the bosses do have like a strategy, you know, like where you can avoid damage.
Yeah.
I couldn't, but people who know it's the game there. Can.
Yeah.
And you can grab bosses as well and throw them and stuff. Like nothing's immune, you know, in terms of beat 'em up, it's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It was a thing that I noticed was like, I really don't have an awful lot of, not have an awful lot of way to steer out of this. It was pretty bad. Like, I think I died like 2 times with a flamethrower guy. It's like, he's got too much range on me.
Beat 'em ups.
Yeah. Beat 'em ups.
Know? Yeah. Where the only joy really is just seeing all the freaks.
Yes.
You know, and just the weirdness of walking by the graffiti that says banana and hot dog and the pose you do when you beat a level. That's incredible. Like the isometric exercise, like, yeah, like the crouching down on one knee and like putting your hand behind your head, big smile. Like this dude knows what he's doing. He's crude, but he knows what he is.
You gotta make your delts pop.
Yeah. He's popping that off. He's just so gross. He's real thick. gross, thick man.
The cover art on the American version, so the comparison between Creed Buster, like just the anime style, you know, flat coloring, like looks pretty good. But then you get the American box art where just oil them up. We need something in a much oilier Duke Nukem, please.
It's two Duke Tukum. There's two Dukums. it's double two Dukes. Dukums. Debilitating.
Deuce Tukum.
Yeah, it's Deuce Dukums. There's two Dukes, both oiled up beyond belief.
Nobody loves oily Homer.
Smoking something, which is unusual. And then the background is the same kind of like color palette. It might be the same artist who did the Phantasy Star too. Background that's like very beautiful, like washed out, these monsters in the background that look really cool. It's just the foreground, which is these critters, cryptids you play as, which is disgusting. There is an element of once somebody becomes muscular enough, I basically think they become a cryptid. Like it activates my like uncanny valley.
Yeah.
You know, like this isn't good. This doesn't look good. Just, you know, gross.
I feel don't begrudge anybody for getting fit, but after a certain point they do start feeling like they present a danger to me.
Yeah it just doesn't, it starts looking too oily, like they start that kind of oily greasy Homer kind of thing is just being produced from inside the house, you know.
I don't know of an awful lot of extremely muscular people who walk around oiled up.
No, it's for show.
Yeah,
like it's formal wear. for such crude dudes.
I just my stepdad used to go and do bodyguarding at the Arnold Classic, which happens in Columbus every year,
bodyguarding.
He would go and act as security for Arnold Schwarzenegger at the Arnold Classic.
Tell me
Columbus.
What the Arnold Classic is.
The Arnold Classic is a really big, like Jallo went to it one year. Like I went down and met her there. Or no, it was COVID, so it didn't actually happen. It's like a big bodybuilding convention.
Okay.
Bodybuilding, fitness kind of thing. I think it's like one of the biggest in the country that just happens to be organized headed by Arnold Schwarzenegger. So there's all kinds of photos, you know, that my stepdad with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, nice. But there are also there are also just tons of just random photos of real oiled up, dangerous looking dudes.
Yeah, yeah. You know? As there would be.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird place to think of needing a bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you think you just bench press any terrorist.
But I mean, come on.
Any terrorist getting froggy.
It's the one place where you would need them because you got all those strong dudes there. Like,
yeah. Did he mostly just scratch their backs for them?
But here's the thing. Yeah, I know. Just like yes, it's a weird place to, it's a weird person to need to bodyguard. Arnold Schwarzenegger could probably hold his own. We're also pretending we're pretending guns don't exist.
Oh yeah. This is a post-gun paradise that we're imagining.
A post-gun muscly paradise. But
the only gun is guns.
But you got
guns
all,
out, you, guns in.
But you got all these muscle guys there. If they decide to come for the king, you're going to need.
Oh, they want to get his power. The Arnold claws.
Yeah. And so you need my not necessarily very in shape stepdad who does have a gun, or at least has a phone where he can call a person with a gun to come. Oh, man. And help.
Can you imagine that power?
You just got a guy with a gun that you can that you can summon, like it's Marvel versus Capcom.
Jill Valentine's gonna come in and shoot Captain America for me. The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is to have a good guy with a phone. Is how the expression goes. And with the big thick muscly fingers, it's not like those guys could dial the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would need a special dialing wand.
to order it, please mash the phone with your palm now.
With your gigantic, muscular, strong palm.
And he would always bring back like supplements from that as well, because they were just out everywhere. Sure. Not that he like ever took them or anything, but they would just be like sitting out on the counter.
Well, they're for you to take. It was a hint, Cole. That you 100% missed.
Yeah.
That was either for you to take or for your brother to take and whip you into shape. And both the Ross boys failed it.
Oh, terribly. But that was where I got like really acquainted with just the hilarious branding and names. Like, imagine fitness supplements in the fucking 90s.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Oof. It's a fitness. They're so funny in general. Mm. I went to with my friend who is a Boy Scout. Uh-huh. There was a product show that I went to once that was for like fitness things. I have no idea why the Boy Scouts were going or why I went. I think I just got invited and didn't know the right questions to ask to figure out what type of thing it was.
Right.
It was more just like, you want an activity? And I'm like, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And I went to it and I saw all those supplements and they were very funny. It was that kind of stuff is less funny now because of like brain force.
Yeah. You
know, gorilla mindset shit. Like at the time it was quaint and now it's evil.
Yeah.
Like so many things. My main memory of that though was that I shoplifted from it. I stole a water bottle that had a filter. By like sitting next to it, I'm sure I thought I was the most casual guy in the world, and then knocking it into my bag. I don't remember why I did it. And then I ruined that water filter bottle by putting Sprite in it, thinking that it would make some kind of better Sprite.
You were doing like a life straw test. Like, can this life straw turn Diet Dr. Pepper into something drinkable?
Into pepper? Yeah. It ended up, and it just made really nasty Sprite and ruined the water bottle. And I remember thinking about that after because I had, you know, acquired it through ill means. And was just like, oh, man. What an instant karma is going to get you.
Undone by your own iniquitous hands.
Yeah. Just the idle hands. And then I also, just in kids being stupid. So it was like stupid to steal in the first place. Uh-huh. And then it was also stupid because if I remember right, I did it really early in the event. So I then I spent the entire time looking over my shoulder like they were going to send Delta Force.
Uh-huh.
You know, after this kid who took a water bottle, like I was going to end up getting like arrested.
Yeah.
For it. It was real dumb. Yeah.
How old were you when this happened?
Oh, man. Early teens.
Okay.
Yeah. Like maybe 13. You know?
Yeah.
I really, really thought that would fix Sprite. I don't know why.
What needs fixing about Sprite is my question.
That's my opinion now. You know, now I get that Sprite's beautiful on its own. It doesn't need to be filtered out, you know, into a worse Sprite. You know, denatured Sprite.
So there's the Arnold classic, and then because both of my mom and my stepdad worked in corrections and prisons, they would go to conventions for that and just bring home like horrifying pamphlets, you know, hold the prisoners in place with magnets kind of stuff.
The worst possible shit.
One year my mom brought home they handed out like example zip ties. Like zip tie handcuffs, you know, like back probably around the beginning. I was real young. I don't know when they started using zip tie handcuffs, but the idea of disposable one use handcuffs was probably pretty, pretty novel at the time, which, you know, and because we were left alone way too young, like fucking wild to think that Chris and I were left alone when he was like 12 and I was 7 or something.
Yeah, with a big pile of zip ties.
Yeah. And so like, Chris, my brother, decides like, yeah, we're gonna handcuff you behind your back. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's amazing that your parents kept going to coal killing conventions and bringing back tools for your brother to do it. Just like, do you have a problem, Cole? Yeah. If so, come to our expo.
You know? Yeah. Do you have a problem, Cole? Do you have another son who has the guts to do it but lacks the tools?
You a bad enough bro to to zip tie your little brother to a train track.
Yeah. So he zip ties my hands behind my back and locks the door. And I have to, using my nose, dial my mom and tell her, dial my mom at work, you know, hitting the extension of my nose. Like, hey, mom, Chris zip tied me. What did I do?
Yay. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she got him to let me out.
Put him
cut
on.
Me loose. It's like, I can't. He's gone. Can you call back?
He locked me in a room.
Yeah.
can you call him? Don't zip tie your brother.
Got him free.
Yeah. Boy, man, that's great. That's funny. Well, you know, failed the test.
I can't say
who's wrong in that situation. There are many schools of thought on the matter.
Oh my God. As far as like those conventions and stuff go, have you ever been to like a home show?
No. Okay.
Yeah. So it's not just that this isn't Cole being a boring homeowner
you're not
thing.
Just gonna mention, stop saying garage in your head.
Sorry. People need to know about my garage, Gary. There's one in Cincinnati that my the family came down and my mom just wanted to go to it. Seemed like a fun thing to do. And you go and like there's a bunch of stuff there. But the cool thing about it was like there was a whole bunch of prepper shit.
Oh, okay.
So like if you want to like go into like a demonstration tornado shelter, which is basically just a big plastic septic tank for people that can be buried in the yard. That's where you do it. Yeah.
Again, things that have a dark edge, but like, I don't know, pretty into it. Like I would have fun with that.
There's nothing wrong per se with being ready, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It just has some negative associations because of Alex Jones, who ruins all this stuff, nutritional supplements and preparation.
I know. Right. You
know? Yeah. What a monster.
Yeah. That's why he's a monster.
Yeah. That's the worst thing he did to sell. They should zip tie him into your childhood room.
Yeah. Why
and then
not?
You can't go in there again.
We don't own that house anymore, but
that can be somebody else's problem. You know, let me off.
I don't know that he could get his hands to join behind Tim.
No, it'd be difficult. You'd get like a big zip tie.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. We had to go to a convention where they make Jones Atlas zip ties for a big Joneses.
It's not a fat joke. It's just, he's very broad.
He's got a real weird body shape. He's like one of the crude dudes, actually.
He is.
Like, he's got a really similar torso match kind of feeling to him, except like less of a defined six pack, of course, but still that kind of like, not quite a Final Fantasy one proportion, but Final Fantasy one proportions once they get the rat tail, where they're not 1x1 wide, they're 1x2. It's still the proportions. Like, you want to be rocking. And again, I please take this in the fun, goofy spirit, not a body shaming spirit, but like, you know, like a 1x5.
Yes.
You know, 1x4, 1x6, somewhere in that range. All that's good. You know, once you start getting to 1x2,
you start
looking
a
little cryptid-y. No good.
and then this is just bringing back, because I listened to that podcast that is all about, you know, just Alex Jones through the years. I've got all this stuff, like his neck is so thick and his sleep apnea is so bad that he calls going to sleep a near-death experiences. and he says that, like, you know, it helps him go to the threshold of the next dimension and get information from the plan.
Good guy to like get all your life advice from.
I know, right? Yeah. My neck is very large.
their tweet where it was like, they're doing a special showing of the whale. Me and all my friends are going to come. They're letting us bring our CPAP machines. Which is like, you know, just a kind of a shitty fat joke, but it's also just like the idea of me and the crew rolling up with CPAPs is kind of funny to me. Like, sleep apnea is not always a weight thing.
Not always a weight thing.
Not body shaming or anything. Like, I could, you know, I put on weight. I'm, you know, big man. But it's just a, you know, the idea of everyone gets a BYO CPAP.
It's just the boys plus CPAP plus yeah. that movie, which seems real, yeah, not
like
real great.
Dour and like, yeah. not great, but also the tonally like,
yeah,
not a fun hoot nanny for you and the CPAP crew, you know, CPAP boys.
Yeah.
There have been amazing advancements in CPAP technology. I got a friend who is a CPAP American, mm-hmm. and I saw his first generation mask, which seemed really, really uncomfortable. And now he's got this one that, like, and I was like, man, I hope that I don't end up needing that because I roll around constantly in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got one now that has a swivel on the top of his head, so he can like rotate like a hot dog.
Oh, like that's
a hot dog
cool.
roller, which is like yeah. how I sleep.
Well, that's what I need because I probably ought to have one of these things. I just don't want to do a sleep study. But like, yeah,
that's the thing too. If you could just yeah. buy one without having to get a prescription, like I would probably try it.
Yeah. No, yeah. no. But like, I'm a belly sleeper, and so mm-hmm. I would need some version of it that was not like the full mask.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a nose hole
mm-hmm.
for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The crude dudes. Like all Data East fighting games, you eventually just start repeating yourself
mm-hmm.
in this. I watched a whole long play of this.
It's probably not very long. Yeah.
It's like 30 minutes. The funniest part is you eventually get into like the lab at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And you fight like a big guy who kind of looks like a saber-tooth guy. And then after you fight him, tiny Dr. Wileys that only come up to your waist run up at you. Over okay. and over, and they can't seem to do anything to you. You just pick them up and toss them away, and then they run at you again. And there's tons of them.
Huh.
These little micro Dr. Wileys. If you look at the long play, the Nintendo Complete, and cut over to about 34 minutes, you get to see the amazing classics of game. A 2 foot tall Dr. Wily running at a guy who just picks him up and throws him over and over.
Huh.
It's pretty incredible.
I'm going to look at this because I need to find out if they are distinct from, because you got the little guys who are basically like the flea man enemies from Castlevania, whose only move is to like latch onto you and like hold you still for other things to come kill you.
They're distinct.
Yeah. Okay.
These little guys, they're almost actionably Dr. Wily's.
Huh.
Or Dr. Lights.
Yeah. One or the other, you know, we're rocking some facial hair. I'm seeing a guy, you're fighting a lizard man. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dripping acid.
If you're at the lizard man, you've gone too far. I might have gave it to you to go back about a minute to 33. So just him over and over. Like it's very hypnotic. I would love to have this playing on the background at a party on like an infinite loop.
Yeah.
Right. Like, isn't it kind of soothing? We're talking about watching fires in the last episode, and this is kind of like that to me. Like I'm admiring the beauty of this.
Why is he exploding when he hits the ground?
I don't know. Because he created Sabretooth. It's just weird biofreaks, two crude dude shit. You know, we did happen to do two games in a row that are about biological freaks.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going up so slow, like slower than his legs.
Than his feet, yeah.
Yeah.
And he takes so little damage from this throw. He might be able to do something if he gets close enough, and maybe this is just the pro strat.
It's very safe.
You just pick him up and toss him. But it makes a surreal boss fight.
This flies,
is video games.
That's video games right here. He flies further when he punches him instead of like doing the pick up and throw. Although when you throw him, he does slide across the ground.
And he wiggles his legs back and forth like he's throwing a little fit for a second. Like his brother zip tied him into a room.
Well, maybe he didn't have a lot of options.
Right. Yeah, this is an actual recreation of you and Chris's relationship.
It is. It keeps on throwing me away and hurting me, but I keep coming back.
Yeah. No matter how many kid killers your parents brought home. Coal killing tech.
I got excited and I clipped the microphone. And then the Dr. Wily turns into the lizard man.
Yep.
Yeah.
This has to be the end boss.
Yeah.
This big multi-phase boss fight.
That's a
and again, this
fight,
started
though.
With another fight as well. Yeah. This is obnoxious.
Yeah.
This is intense.
Oh,
so
the ending slide, it's partying time, pal. Right on.
I love that they're doing this. The president, like they're the only people who can do it, but then also they get money.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the president called the only dudes who could do it. Also, they'll be very well paid. Like, what do these men spend money on? You know, what do they do?
I mean,
we did it. We came out on top. We're heroes. We'll be rich. You said it, buddy. They put up a heck of a fight, but we finally stomped them. Yeah. It's party time, pal.
God, I love this. There are two men who will be paid well for this job. These warriors' names are .. Two crew dudes.
That's not their names.
Onward, two crew dudes. Let nothing defeat you.
If in real life we'd have to let everything defeat them.
Oh yeah.
We would put the might of nations behind ending the crew dudes.
Could not be suffered to live.
No. Yeah. Typical of a lot of video game characters.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think that even heroic ones, I don't think that we would like allow a Simon Belmont.
Oh no.
You know?
No.
Like he seems good, but also I don't know.
Those people at the end of Castlevania 2 had the right idea.
Yeah. 100%. Like, yeah, I don't, this is how you get a Neo Tokyo, you know, you don't allow this to stay. You don't want it.
Yeah.
You know.
Huh. Yeah. There's not really a lot of game facts on this.
No, surprising. Cause I thought that this would, you know, a Data East side scroller, like these have a weird, cachet sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like people like Data East games.
Right.
You know, and I'm somewhat people, you know, like I love Burger Time.
Give yourself some credit, man.
Yeah. I love Burger Time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what else is Data East?
Yeah. Super Burger Time.
Super Burger Time. I don't really care for Joe and Mac, the caveman ninjas. Mm-hmm. I know that's them. That sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I've seen their logo on arcade machines that I've enjoyed.
Yeah, they're capable of creating games that are worth playing,
mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I was kind of expecting more. Oh, Kid Nicky, the Radical Ninja.
Yeah.
Played a lot of that. Not very good game. Oh, and Karnov, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's lots of reviews, but no fact for this that I could
write. Right. And, what would you write in it?
Punch and throw.
Yep.
You know. Not a whole lot in the message board at all. And then the reviews, there's just one of them that you know, it's like, oh, you get to throw little people. Mm-hmm. How could it not be great? And I'm like, well,
I mean,
you know, you could ask for more.
Little missives from the far off land of 2002.
Yeah. That was back in the day.
Yeah.
We loved it.
Although far better than the presidential peril plot of its predecessor. Okay. Come on.
Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah. And I don't know that it is better than that plot. That plot was very funny. Yeah. That we had to dispatch two people. It's like Resident Evil 4 when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And going and just like, we're just going to send this one guy to get the president's daughter.
Yeah, they sent a couple. No, it was a joint task force. Had a couple of jabronis who got like right away.
Yeah. Have I told you, stop me if I told you this before, have I told you my new bit I've been doing with Liv about Resident Evil 4?
No, I don't. So maybe Resident I know Evil she's 4. Playing the VR version. Yeah.
She finished it.
Oh, nice.
Which is awesome. I got to watch her go through the tutorial and 1-1 of Demon Souls, which is really fascinating.
Hmm.
I was like, hey, you should try this. Just being a bad husband, Captain. So we've been, since she knows Resident Evil 4 now, we've been talking about it and we've been doing a lot of, her just being like, Leon, help. And I keep going, no, thanks. I'm going to go smoke. And like just going and doing things that Leon's going to do instead of helping Ashley.
Okay.
And it's real fun. It's a really good little comedy premise. I'm going to go torture Barn just because I can. Leon is God's perfect fucking idiot.
I'm going to perfect my peasant suplexes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thanks. Ashley's on her own. Leon's going to look out for number one. Leon. You know?
I like how Leon is Sonic the Hedgehog in this bit.
He's got a real energetic voice in the original version. Not quite that energetic, but he is a little bit, you know, I imagine they're going to grizzle him up in the remake, which is the one thing. Is he still like
young? He's still soft because it's RE2 remake Leon.
Okay. Is he an idiot still? Or is he, does he seem smart?
Played Okay. I've only played the demo, so it's hard to it's hard to tell.
Okay.
You know?
I really that's my biggest fear for that game is that they make Leon like smart and competent. You know, and I really like an idiot Leon.
I need something in a head wound Leon, please.
Like, wow, look at all these monitors. Yeah, man. don't mind if I do. You said it, Leon. Like, that's what I need. Calm down, dude.
Yeah, no, he does say the bingo line at the end of the demo.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That's good, at least.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, sorry. It's the RE4 remake is all I can think about game wise right now. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm gonna play it on release, which I don't usually do. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we do. Next episode is episode 500. That's wild.
You may be asking, have we figured out what we're gonna do? No, we have ideas, but we haven't determined exactly yet.
Yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
It's a weird thing where like the subject matter should be something big, but I think the quality of the episode is going to depend on energy and digressions.
Yes.
You know, that's the issue. Yeah. So we'll see. We want to come into that with some good energy. We'll try to get a good night's sleep before that episode. That's my vow to you, listener.
If you like the show, you can support us at patreon.com/duckfeedtv, get extra episodes of this show, get whole extra shows at the $5 tier, more shows at 10, and at 25 you can dictate a game.
And you also get the satisfaction of supporting your boys. We can only do all these shows because we have the support of people, and without you we wouldn't be able to do it.
And we also wouldn't be able to do it without Gwen, our producer.
Yeah, absolutely. We really, really do appreciate you, Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trying to think of other stuff, but I believe this is coming out after the Midwest Gaming Classic. So if we saw you there, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for saying hi. And if we didn't see you there, hopefully we'll see you in the future.
Yeah.
Or you live in another country or continent, in which case you're excused. buy your leave. Yeah. And ratings, reviews, telling your friends, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else?
I'm trying to think of more admin stuff, but no, that's pretty much it.
What should they do?
I would say don't buy deeply discounted Lament configurations on eBay.